This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I think it would be fun to do an episode of this show that I don't host.
Who would you want to host?
What do you feel is the host's role?
To come up with like 2 segments and to like keep things moving.
Got it.
But you know who could be good is Mo Welch.
Sure.
I mean, Mo Welch is awesome. Yeah. You said up top that the purpose of the show was to have a company happy hour and talk about the inner workings of HeadGum. So it feels like having somebody that doesn't even currently have a HeadGum podcast host would be like kind of a curveball.
Yeah.
That the audience would want to hit. That's closer.
You guys come up with something.
Wow.
Right?
Right into it.
Oh, so we are doing counts.
Okay. Can I make this a little quieter? No offense.
Amir can do that for you. Christmas came early this year. Another guest on the show. New show to the network, but not new show to people's ears, right?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. I said hopefully not.
So, but hopefully, because then the numbers go up. You gain new listeners, new ad packages. Suddenly you're wearing a Rolex.
Totally.
Let's freaking go, dude.
What's now that? I have a Timex.
I said let's go, dude.
What's that?
What's that?
Jeffrey has a soundboard of people saying what he's already saying. So it's a little confusing.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Because you don't really know his voice either.
Yeah.
So you hear what's that, and it could be Jeff saying it, or it could be somebody else saying what's that.
Exactly.
That's so awesome. You had a recording handy of someone else saying what's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
What's that?
Who is that?
That's Casey, who's a producer slash podcast host here, too. It's kind of throwing you into the mix.
I
want to
be on the board. I want to be on the board.
Wow.
And that might be the sound.
I
want to be on the board.
Chairman of the soundboard.
Sorry, just 1 second.
All right.
Just 1 second, because I actually want to dive into the deal, right? Because you guys are new to the network, but an existing show with a kind of big fan base.
Totally, massive. We have 30 fans.
We have 30 listeners.
We have a community.
Die hard.
Yeah.
Super
community
die hard.
They call themselves the 30.
Yeah. They're going to make the 300, but less.
Yeah, but less than that.
And, but they're
270 less.
But more muscular and stronger.
Also, if you have 30 fans that truly buy every product that advertises, that's probably more people using the coupon code than on any other show.
Can I tell you a toxic conversation I had one time in Miami, Florida?
Yeah. Go on.
I'm at a gay event in Miami, Florida for New Year's almost exactly a year ago.
Sure.
And a gay person I had never met was kind of negging me near constantly. And he said at some point, he was talking. Oh, well, first he like gestured towards my friends and was like, it's great that they let you go on their podcast. I mean, I think even just being like a viable podcast guest is probably really helpful for your touring. And I was like, well, I have my own podcast. And he was like, I didn't know that. And I was like, I do. And he was like, yeah, well, I'm sure that's helpful too. I mean, it starts with porn. You know, if you have 1,000 people who are willing to pay $5 a month to watch you have sex, like that's a good living. And I was like, I don't do porn.
No, I host a podcast. Wow.
But yeah, and then he was assuming you only had 1,000 listeners.
I'm really traumatized by the phrase viable podcast guest.
I know.
Like, congratulations, you're a viable podcast guest.
And you can imagine
guest.
Who he was gesturing towards.
I can imagine exactly.
You can use your imagination.
My imagination's big, big,
and
big.
And then let's go first and last. Let's
and this is just trivia.
Let's go first and last name of who you're talking about.
Keep dreaming, freak.
Yeah, keep dreaming, freak.
Come on,
keep dreaming, freak.
Keep dreaming, freak could be my catchphrase.
That's also. Yeah. So you're gonna spend the whole hour just trying to make yes. shoehorn it. Yep. Yes is good too.
I actually like viable podcast guest as my Twitter bio.
And then I will say at the gay party we were in Miami and Real Housewives of Miami is like the moment right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we kept doing this bit to each other where we would every time someone went to the bathroom when they came back. People would be like, oh my God, you just missed Larsa and Marisol were here, who were two of the housewives. And like, since we kept doing it, like, you should know, like, they're pranking you. But when it happens to you each time, you're like, oh my God, where are they? And so then we went to this gay party. It's literally a gay neon party of gay people wearing neon. And then I'm walking and I'm literally thinking I'm like seeing an oasis in a desert because I see Jill Zarin's daughter, Ali Shapiro, from the Housewives of New York early seasons. And I'm like, what? Like, why is she here? And I try to talk to her, and she's visibly disgusted by me. And her boyfriend's like, she loves it. She's really overwhelmed. I was like, Ali, I'm a huge
fan.
Wait,
she cares?
What?
She cares about you?
No, she didn't care about me. But I care about her, and I wanted to interact with her as someone I'd seen on television.
She loves the attention.
She loves the attention.
Not she loves it, and she loves your work.
She loves the gay community. She loves you as a gay man, knowing who she is. I was like, okay, cool. So then now I'm in a position. I'm alone in the party. I see Ali Zarin at this gay neon event. Now I have to go to my friends after we've been pranking each other all day, saying we saw Larsa Pippen, and I have to say, Ali Shapiro Zarin is here, and like ask them to believe me.
Say that 5 times fast.
And it was truly Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Yeah.
Boy Who Cried Ali.
Ali.
Ali Shapiro Zarin is here.
Yeah. Larsa Pippen.
Yeah.
Famous in the sports world now.
Sure.
Because she's dating Michael Jordan's son.
Scottie Pippen's ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah, she's had an incredible journey on
Michael Jordan's son.
Yes.
How old is that?
And they're
person?
Engaged. They're like he's like 38.
To be married,
maybe?
To be married, surely not.
Do you know her housewife's journey?
I don't know anything about her beyond that she's Scottie Pippen's ex-wife and going to marry Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah. So when she was on, Real Housewives of Miami premiered in 2010 to dismal numbers, and she was in the original cast. And she was still married to Scottie. And then Real Housewives of Miami was canceled after three seasons. She kind of disappeared from the zeitgeist. And then it came back in 2022 or something. Larsa Pippen returned, and she had been, in a word, yassified. Okay. Like, she literally looked completely different, had the biggest ass anyone's ever seen in their life.
Digitally or fake?
Real. Well, so it's been the source of controversy. DVD, a lot of the Housewives of Miami are Latina, and so when she came back, she had this amazing ass. She'd spent a lot of time with the Kardashians in the Kardashian compound, and so everyone's like, you're going to their doctors, and she's like, it's real, it's from working out. And then this woman, Adriana, accused her of having a Brazilian butt lift, and she said that that was actually appropriate because she is Brazilian, and so that she should be the one who has a Brazilian butt lift.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think now that I've spent a couple of days in LA, I want to return to New York yassified.
Yeah.
How do you do that so quickly?
You got to go to the Kardashian compound.
I need to go have surgery.
Well, then Larsa Pippen like posted on Instagram, like, this is my butt workout. So I obviously started doing it. And then I like said at work, I was like, I'm doing Larsa Pippen's butt workout. And everyone laughed at me and they were like, it's fake. And I'm just so naive. Like, if you tell me your butt's real, like, I'll believe you.
How's
your butt?
My butt's actually getting so good.
Really?
How do you figure?
Squats?
What do you do?
Well, I go to Pharos down the road.
There you go.
And like, but then I go on. So it's Pharos has their classes like Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays for my build program. And so Mondays are squats, but Thursdays are deadlifts. So there's like two like ass days kind of built in.
Absolutely.
But then on Saturdays, I go and I just do my own thing. And I really just do chest and ass.
Vanity muscles.
You know,
you
backs and thighs, chest and ass.
Yeah,
and
for guys,
and
the
vanity
muscles are like chest and thighs, and for gay guys, it's
chest and ass. Yeah,
but it's like getting there. I took some amazing images in my hotel room like 2 nights ago.
It was part of my personal brand for a minute.
Is Pharos?
You remember? Not Pharos.
Oh.
Asses.
Ass.
Really, I've never had a good ass in my life, and I'm just getting it.
I posted my ass on Maine.
Really, I'm getting to a place where, like, I want to do that, but, like, I want to be taken seriously as an intellectual, but, like...
That's not what happened.
The thing about having a having a badass and then building a good ass is
and
like
being a badass.
And being
Let's
a badass.
Let's fucking go.
Is that you then want to return to everyone you've ever had sex with and say, like, look at me now.
100%.
You know what I mean?
I look worse. I look worse than I did.
I just want those who've rejected me in the past to see my current ass.
You're talking about a revenge body.
I'm talking about a revenge specifically.
I have to bring it back to the Kardashian compound. You're giving revenge body.
Yeah.
Amir, have you ever had a revenge body?
No, I've never had anybody, unfortunately. I used to go to the gym. Was that to transition or we're still talking?
It did that thing where it's like kill the page. And so I had to kill the page and then refresh. And then when I refreshed, it automatically pressed the button that I
got it. So that was unrelated.
But also, I'm not that interested in what you have to say.
Okay.
Huh, I am.
Well, I was just saying I used to go to the gym to lift weights and stuff before the pandemic. Pandemic happens. I don't go anymore. And I find it hard to get the energy and desire to lift weights because it's not as fun. So now I'm like playing tennis and basketball, like stuff that gets you running, but like by accident because you're playing the sport.
Can I ask you two questions?
Sure.
One is, are you single or partnered?
I just got married last month.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
How'd you meet?
We met through a dating app, but our friends tried to set us up before that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, back to Pat.
And then secondly, so being partnered makes it hard, I think, to get motivation to go to the gym.
Because you don't need to have a revenge body anymore.
Yeah, like you don't need to be peacocking and you don't need, yeah. I think that the two ways to feel motivated to get to the gym is either to be single and like sad about it or to be gay but like partnered to someone who's hotter than you. and then
and that's why I don't go to the gym.
And then my second question, my second thing is, what's fun about Pharos is that it's like, I was a big runner and I get very motivated by like numbers and like, well, you know, 4 weeks ago I did the same workout and these were my mile splits and so like, what can I do in 8 weeks or something like that?
Yeah.
And so I think for me, just lifting, it's hard to get motivated. But if I really keep track of what I'm doing, I can get really motivated athletically.
That's
to pursue
why you have the build program.
When I hear the word Pharos now, like the way you've brought it into my life, like I literally glaze over and like my body leaves. My soul leaves my body.
It's a great name, Pharos, for a gym.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other gym name.
Yeah.
Ow.
So long.
Bond
that was
of the
really
week.
Long.
Sorry about that. Bond of the week.
What's that?
Basically, this is a segment we've done that everybody hates.
Great.
From the moment that Daniel Craig was out as Bond, we've been every week lobbying.
If you think
up,
I know about that, you're crazy. What is that?
Daniel Craig was 007.
Okay.
I think he's so hot.
He's not hot to
a
me.
Beautiful
really?
Man.
What do you guys think?
Not me either. Whatever Kat
says.
He's not my type.
We have really different types.
And every now and then we have an overlap.
But Daniel Craig is like very my type and very not your type.
Which is like eagle.
What?
Pretty eagle.
What's eagle?
What's eagle?
You know, there's like the eagle handsome, there's the bear handsome, there's the
like Instagram presents you with those
exactly
infographics
right.
of like what
is
kind
that,
of hot
is that
there
for the gay community?
I think it's just
but
for
not,
men.
Is this for men who buy supplements?
who buy, not BI, who buy supplements.
Bisexual supplement.
Yeah, there's supplementary buy. Wait, supplementarily. I'm so tired.
That's the soundboard.
We just did a pod.
Supplementarily. That's merch.
My new drag name. Okay, sorry.
I guess he's an eagle. I can't remember the infographic. He's just muscular and like has broad shoulders.
So every week since he's been out as Bond, we've been lobbing up our casting decisions for the next 00.
Okay.
This week, my pick is Jane Fonda because she would then be James Bonda.
Oh, that's great. Cute. I would say Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's really good.
Did you say...
Or Jemima Kirk.
Jemima Kirk.
Because she's British.
Yeah, she'd be so good.
Did you say James Bonda or Jane's Bonda?
We do have to take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Oh my God.
And we're back.
Wait. So loud.
Sorry about that. Loud. Do you guys have any James Bond of the week or Jane Fonda of the week?
So it is. You did say Jane's.
Who is that actress you brought up yesterday?
Where?
If you feel safe me saying this, when someone asked you about someone on Ryan Reynolds' tier.
Oh, Courtney Cox.
And you said Courtney Cox.
I was in a work meeting for a short-term gig where I found myself sitting on a Zoom being asked by a straight man, are there any celebrities we're not thinking of? To which I had to reply, no, are there any A-listers we're not thinking of, like Ryan Reynolds level? And I had to say, do you mean just name celebrities? And he said, yeah. And so I paused for 5 seconds and said, Courtney Cox.
When I hear Ryan Reynolds, I think Courtney Cox.
Amir, Bond of the Week?
Not a person, but just a name that I happen to like is Allison Felix.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Is that a person or is that just a name?
Just a cool name.
Allison Felix. Awesome.
Well, it also is a person.
Is it?
She's like a many, many time Olympic champion.
Allison Felix.
Let's find really? Go. Oh!
Yeah, she's the most famous. Probably.
Ow! Are you always like this?
Yep.
She's probably the most famous.
Are you always like this?
I'm so I'm an HSP, highly sensitive person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you don't want to hear giant metal being dropped in your ears?
Yeah, I'm quirky
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes I'll do like one-off or like maybe keep it down here.
I think one-off is like the kind of the singer's go-to. Like,
I'm also that though. I'm also the HSP, whatever cat it is.
Allison Felix must have been in my head from like an Olympian.
Yeah,
like
she's huge in the news in 2021 because it was her fourth Olympic team, which is very rare for a sprinter because sprinters careers are shorter and obviously it's like 16 years, 17 because of COVID. And she went pro as like a 17-year-old as a 100-meter runner. And then she's been to every Olympics since, I guess, Beijing, maybe Athens even.
Okay, let me think of a new name then. I'll say just creating one off the top. On the fly, not really a real person, but Jackie Joyner Kersee for James Bond. Yeah,
Jackie Joyner Lucas?
Who?
Forget it.
Okay.
This brings us to our first segment, which is worse?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to present you guys with two things, both that are either really bad or really neutral or good.
Okay.
So you have to say which of the two is worse.
Okay.
So number one is charity for a cause that doesn't matter or chastity for a cause that does.
Which
is worse?
chastity for a cause that does.
Right? Because that doesn't help the charity.
And yeah. I think that charity is so, for a cause that doesn't matter, is so funny. Like, I think of, not that this doesn't matter, but it harkens back to Homeless, Not Toothless from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Which is where they give unhoused people
grills.
Like veneers.
Veneers. Yeah. That's so funny.
That's awesome.
Have you guys ever donated to a charity that you thought mattered?
No. Oh, wait. Sorry. Finish what you were saying.
Forget it. Number two is Madison Square Garden's carbon footprint or monosodium glutamate's character assassination. So, you know, how much power does MSG take and how does that affect the environment? And then also the fact that MSG was sort of bastardized.
Yeah.
Against its...
I feel like I answered the last one.
I don't know.
I think the latter...
That's really tough.
I think the latter, because I don't like when there's, like, I feel like in the nutrition community, there's always, fatty things that are said where it's like sugar's so bad, and then like 5 years later it's like actually it's really good, and then it's like fat's so good for you, actually it's so bad for you, actually whatever, and it's like actually stop trying to like oversimplify it.
I agree, and also Madison Square Garden might be leaving a carbon footprint, but it's like bringing the fun.
Exactly right. I'll agree with that.
Like when I famously saw Louis C.K. live in Madison Square Garden as a special.
Last week,
yeah.
I was at my straight friend's wedding party and like...
Why'd you specify straight? Like I feel attacked almost because you said that and then it's like straight into the Louis C.K.
Well, it's germane because... because it was a straight wedding, all the other groomsmen were straight, and so they were giving like... they were giving like thank you whatever experiences, so they brought all the other ones to a hockey game, and then I think because I was gay, they were like, let's do something in the arts, and so they
oh my God.
So then I had to sit through 2 hours of Louis C.K. like waxing poetic about like
airline
women's reproductive rights. Yeah.
Would you rather have seen hockey game?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I would have rather probably seen. I was also like 24 days sober, and I was like, can I just sit this one out? Like,
24 days sober.
All right, number three. Which is worse, two people with the same name dating each other, but they are compatible?
Are they same sex?
It doesn't matter. Unspecified.
It's not always about that.
I know, but it actually, to me, that it's actually germane.
Let's say,
again, your friend germane.
Let's say, same sex, then.
Okay, same sex couple dating same name.
Yep.
Okay.
Or, which is worse, two people with different names not dating each other, but they are compatible.
What's worse? Probably the same name dating.
Really?
Yeah, because the second thing is nothing.
I don't know why. I'm not processing a single word you're saying. I don't know. Everything you say, I'm like, wait, what does that even mean? I'm sleep deprived, but I'm like, dude, what?
I think Jeff is like the cotton candy of men. So like he says stuff and then it just disappears before it reaches your brain.
No, so did you just boo?
I said, ooh.
Oh,
boo.
That sounds yummy.
Well, I think that.
But without the sugar part. So it's not just loose cotton.
Yeah. Cotton swab.
I think that.
Call me Cotton Rob.
To me, the first one's worse, but if they were. I think it's really cool when there's like a Taylor Lautner situation where like he's dating a Taylor.
Yeah.
And that's really cool and good. Mm-hmm. But when two gays the same name date, I think that's actually like harmful.
Has that ever happened to you or a loved one?
Oh my God. I think that's why my brain isn't processing these things. I'm like.
Number four, which is worse, being in a coma, but during a period of time that was worth missing, or two, having a barbecue, but on a really, really hot day.
What's worse?
Yeah.
The
being in a coma.
No, 100%.
Oh, no, I think having a barbecue on a hot day.
I think that sounds lovely.
Okay, number five.
I would love to be in a coma.
I know you would.
Medically induced? <or?
laughs> I would take a medically induced. Someone prescribed me a coma.
No.
For what?
I think I just need to like skip a chunk of life right now.
Right.
Currently?
Yeah. I would take a coma. Great. Like
you're doing amazing.
I know, but I think
I just want to be asleep for a month.
But don't you think if I could skip the next month, I would be even in a better shape?
No, because I think you would
wake up from
the
coma.
You'd be starting where you are now.
When you go through a coma, do you process grief?
All right, number five. which is worse, wearing a bandana as a shirt, but it's too big to be sexy, or wearing footed pajamas to an okay darty?
What's
definitely
a darty?
Everything about footed pajamas is bad, and everything about darty is bad.
What's a darty?
It's a day party.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be worse.
That's, yeah.
But there's nothing better than when a fucking snatched girl in Survivor wears her, wears her like tribal buff as her like tube top. Yep. There's nothing that will ever beat that for me.
Yeah.
I wish. I just wish that my body type allowed to like have a backless bandana on top.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like in my next life. Or if you if I go get some surgery, I can make that happen.
You and I will cool sculpt after this.
Yeah,
this is the beginning of a beautiful.
I don't want that
surgery
to happen to me. You
cool
know,
carpool.
We're a beautiful carpool. Cool sculpting is so scary to me because
Linda Evangelista.
Yeah, and a lot of people have like these side effects where they get all lumpy. Yeah. No offense, that's beautiful too.
Well, they also said that about the Panera charged lemonade, and I'm on my fourth.
Want that so bad.
No, Pat. I cannot be going on air telling everyone what happened to you.
I want the caffeine lemonade from Panera that killed someone.
Exactly.
It killed two, more than one.
No, I think it's
two
people.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, which is worse, cheating on your partner on the exact same night that they decide also separately to cheat on you, or being monogamous but being generally satisfied by that?
The first one's interesting because you never really hear about that.
Well, the first one, it's like you just need to be open about having an open relationship.
Exactly right.
You just need to be communicative.
That's all cheating, I think.
Yeah.
You either don't want to be with the person or you want to be open.
Yeah.
But it's almost better when it's double.
Yeah, being open, it's like... It doesn't work for me personally.
Me either.
Disrespect.
A lot of people I know it does work for.
Straight?
I don't. I know one straight couple, but
that
they're both bi, is the thing. I think you both need to be bi.
Yeah. Sort of like a Michael Peterson thing.
If you're straight, you can have an open relationship if you're bi.
All right. Which is worse, buying a dog from a breeder or not speaking up when your voice could really help someone in need?
Which is worse?
Number two, sweetie.
That's what I was.
Number
gonna say.
Two.
The dog's already two. Alive.
The dog's already alive.
That was which is worse. Thank you guys so much for playing along.
That was difficult for me.
Thank you to this side of the room, Amir. Why don't you really participate? I know that you're thinking
Amir, what's
about
going
the
on with you?
I know
I
you're
feel
thinking
like I'm
about
participating.
The
Are
you smell just... of cracking open a fresh
well,
can
whenever
of balls.
I talk, you sort of cut me off with a really
no, what
loud
do you mean
sound
I
effect.
Cut you off because I'm
it's
always
like
trying to
Pavlovian response. But
response.
It, yeah, you're sort
say,
of
yeah.
creating this negative feedback.
It's a negative
where
feedback.
I'm
it's
now
an
de-incentivized to weigh in because it hurts us every time I talk. I feel like you're training me to be quiet.
In a way,
it's hitting it. It's actually working.
What I'm trying to do
is what the annoying part is. I'm trying to
every time you try to talk, yeah, you try to get a word in edgewise.
You're
I make it a negative
me.
Experience for you.
You're being
I'm
the
not
host
joining
and that's
for
like
others.
We're butting
this,
heads.
Because now
as
the energy
I speak.
In the room is starting to swirl in this sort
exactly.
of like, yeah, infinity loop.
Yes, it's a negative
starts
feedback
to sour
cycle.
Everyone else. Yeah, it's hard to have a guest on.
Right, and I didn't want to do that. That's why I was giving them space to answer.
I think the four of us should go get tattoos. to
Another good
this.
Soundboard.
to commemorate this episode. Are you annoyed that you're here and not playing tennis?
No, I'm playing tennis, but at four. So this is a good, I'm getting an hour of talking
four.
And then an hour of playing.
I have to go do a
Who are you playing
voiceover
with?
Thing.
Three buddies of mine.
Oh.
Name them. Sutton Strachey, name them.
One of them is also
name
Amir.
Do you know that? Name them.
No.
Oh, God. Not to keep bringing up Housewives, but it's an iconic scene where like Kyle Richards is sitting down with Sutton
Strachey. Oh, yes, I've seen that meme.
Yes. And Kyle's like, you're always acting so crazy. So many times you act crazy, Sutton. And Sutton goes, name them. Kyle starts naming them, but she keeps cutting off like, name them. And Kyle's like, when at my birthday, when you just name them. When we were in Vegas, name
them.
And then like Kyle, and you really like Kyle
see
so
that
much.
Clip.
Yeah.
You really sold
name
me on that
em.
Clip.
This is an ad.
I bet.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This is Jeopardy!
Oh, cool.
Jeopardy is the name of the game. It's sort of the HeadGum Podcast version of Jeopardy.
Sort of, yeah.
Everything you see on here will be for actual cash. I'm bringing the money back. But you could also end up in debt. So let's be careful here because there are negative point values.
It looks like your computer's almost dead.
Really?
Oh, scary. Yeah.
That's stressing me out. You know,
I timed it perfectly with your heart out, so.
Well, still have half an hour.
I was waving to my new friend, but she didn't see me.
Anya?
Yeah.
Anya iced you.
That's so.
I thought that one person was Jake when I first walked in, but it wasn't.
Marty looks like Jake.
Yeah.
Which is kind of confusing because me, Marty, and Jake like started HeadGum and worked together all the time. And a lot of people look like me, and not a lot of people look like them, too.
Totally.
So when you see me and Marty, you automatically assume it's me and Jake.
1,000%.
And the weird thing is, like, there's nobody who really looks like me at the company, even though if you walk down the street over here, you see 15 people.
You need to hire one of them.
I don't know what happened or what the universe brought Jake and Marty together, but it's a very confusing situation.
Totally.
Speaking of very confusing situations, let's get into Jeopardy. Team one is going to be Kat, team two is Pat, and team three is a Matt.
That's my name.
A Murat, yeah.
A Morat.
So let's start with Kat. Why don't you start us off here? You control the board for some reason.
I don't really know how Jeopardy works.
And I was going to ask that. I didn't want to insult your intelligence, but
I don't know how intelligent it makes you to know how it works.
Really?
Like, do you watch it every day?
I've been staking my entire sort of self-worth on that.
Well, like, I'll have something for 100. I know how this works.
Yeah. Our categories are morning joys.
Okay, I'll do morning joys for 200.
Okay, just for the audio listeners, though. Morning joys... unlikely aphrodisiacs, railroad gauges, celebrities who saw their mommies kissing Santa Claus and were affected by it, and do.
What's do?
It's sort of, yeah. So.
Okay.
All right, morning joys for 100, you said?
Two.
200. Here we go. When you have a sneaking suspicion that you might order pancakes for the table and a round of mimosas along with your sandwich.
So now I say... like, what is...
Yeah, you have to answer in the form of a question. And this is the answer.
Okay, let me look.
But we could all answer if we think of one.
Yes,
like that feeling when,
like,
brunch is going off, when you're going off at brunch.
That's absolutely correct! What is when you have a hunch that brunch might devolve into drunch? Back to Kat.
Wait, she gets points for that?
It's close enough. That was really close.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're bullying.
Jeopardy rules, like really anything in this scene.
No. That, as far as Jeopardy goes, you got it right.
Okay,
nailing it. The fact that you said brunch, which was one of the words in the answer, puts you in the top 1%.
All right, Kat still controls the board.
Oh, I do it again?
Yep.
All right. What, you want that one?
I really want the do, just out of curiosity.
Let's do for 300.
All right.
Do for 300 is rare.
What a mirror is.
Isn't that funny that I wanted that
what
one?
Is,
that is weird.
I'm having to get in the head of the person who wrote it, but I'm going to say, what is dumb?
That's really good guess for what he has in mind.
Oh.
Incorrect. Pat, I don't want to do this to you, but you do owe me $300.
Oh, yeah. My God.
As it stands, you might get the money back. Okay. Or your money might go to... You guys know It's a Wonderful Life? Yeah. Guys, you have it all wrong.
I have an answer.
Your money's not here. Your money's in his house.
One second. I'm trying to answer the question.
Okay, yeah, let's figure it out.
Bless you.
A dunkle, which is a dumb uncle.
Nah.
Well?
Nah.
What a mirror is.
Kat, do you want to pause it, I guess? Amir Yomi? $300.
I don't think so.
I'm just trying to make profit off this episode.
I'm not going
to
pay you anything.
What is...
Also incorrect. The answer we were looking for is what is duplicitous.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, because he'll come here and say, oh, I'm That's so excited to word. Do the episode, you know, but really all he's thinking about is cracking open that fucking can.
This thing, I can have it while we're doing the episode.
Of balls, of tennis balls.
Got it.
Where you get that
I smell. Almost was like, what is that tennis brand? Like
Penn.
No.
Wilson.
Dunlop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is Dunlop's brand ambassador?
What if that's like for 200?
Do, yeah.
All right. Pat controls the board.
Oh, I do. Do I? Yeah. Okay. I'll take unlikely aphrodisiacs for 100.
Unlikely aphrodisiacs for 100. Fibrous wheat wafers. Perfect for carbo loading before, say it with me now, a session.
Wheat wafers. Wheat wafers. Oh. What is a Triscuit?
Correct! We were looking for Triscuits. These are sort of a sickeningly not obvious aphrodisiac in my experience.
Yeah, because they're dry and coarse and salty
they're,
and not
No, they're
good.
Actually so good.
Wait, they right? are, you they like are aphrodisiacs?
In a way. Unlikely, though.
Yeah,
in your personal experience or speaking broadly?
Some of these are informed by my personal life. Some of them are informed by, I would say, the cultural conversation.
Yeah. I don't think there's any sexual conversation around Triscuits. Do
really?
You?
Imagine, like, imagine kissing a man like Jeff with Triscuit crunch and mustache.
All right, Amir controls the board.
Let's stick with aphrodisiacs, because I don't think I've ever gotten the correct answer before, so this is exciting.
Unlikely aphrodisiacs for 200. The seeds you spit out before spitting out their seed.
Hmm.
Oh, ding. Yep. What is poppy seeds?
No.
Really?
Seeds you spit out, like a snack.
So sunflower seeds.
Correct!
Oh, my God, yes.
Good job, Pat.
Oh, my God.
I know we're on different teams, but I feel like I'm happy
well,
for you.
Well, now I'm almost, like, winning.
I'm happy
Pat
for you.
Pat controls the board.
Okay, let's do aphrodisiacs for 300. Let's
Unlikely
finish out the category there, we say.
Aphrodisiacs for 300. Wine made from red grapes.
I mean, what is red wine?
Oh, wait, do we all get to answer?
Yeah.
Buzz, what is rosé? Don't tell me no.
What is Malbec?
What is what?
Malbec.
The correct answer is champagne.
Is that true?
Did you guys know that champagne mostly is made from red grapes?
No.
Yes, that's crazy.
Right?
That's anyway. Just, or it might be wrong.
Back to Kat.
That's crazy or wrong. Oh, okay. What about morning joys for 300?
Morning joys for 300. Something Jeff does every morning. Something Jeff considers doing.
What is
morning.
Jerking off? Really?
Jeff considers it? Who's Jeff?
That's me.
Oh.
That's another good noise for the soundboard.
Who's Jeff?
You also don't have to answer.
It's hard because I don't know you.
Right.
Famous as I just demonstrated. Yeah. yeah, I don't think I'm going to answer because I don't want to risk my points when I'm so close to being in the lead.
What is crunches?
The correct answer was what is making a fucking run for it?
Oh.
What is just getting in the car and just...
From your partner?
Why?
Not from her. She's lovely.
Yeah.
From your life. I think you guys have a good thing going.
It's monetizable. You know, is it comfortable? No.
Totally.
Sorry to hear.
I would never have guessed that. Now I see why I was so good at the brunch one.
all right, Pat.
Okay, wow, I'm still in control. All right, I'm new.
Don't let it get to your head, Pat.
Okay, let's do celebrities who saw their mommy kissing Santa Claus and were affected by it for 100.
Celebrities who saw their mommy kissing Santa Claus and were affected by it for 100. Where the sidewalk ends would not have existed had it not for been this
poem. Wow.
Correct. Just for the audio listeners, though. Where the sidewalk...
I kicked my friend.
Where the sidewalk ends would not have existed had it not been for this poet walking in on his mom engaged in amorous congress with Father Christmas. And the correct answer is Shel Silverstein.
Yes, I'm fully winning.
Pat is in the lead with zero.
Yes. Okay, let's do...
Minus 100.
Let's do celebrities for 200.
Celebrities who saw their mommy kissing Santa Claus. Witnessing his mother's infidelity at a young age drove this man to invent the fucking phone.
Oh, who's that guy again?
Who is Alexander Graham Bell?
Correct!
Nice!
Sorry to this man.
Hashtag who is Jeff.
I'm losing.
Cat controls the board.
Okay, let's do do for 200.
Do for 200.
We'll go for the higher one.
What Jeff is constantly under as the host.
What is dress?
Oh.
Wow.
I wish I hadn't chosen to follow the rules by buzzing.
As soon as you got excited that you were winning, I was like, I want to win too.
I know, but
and a win for me is a win for us.
Okay.
Back to Kat.
A win for me is a loss for you, and that means the world to me.
Let's do celebs for 300.
Celebrity who saw their mommy kissing Santa Claus and were affected by it for 300. It's no wonder why this reclusive American
poet. Who is Emily Dickinson?
Wow.
Correct!
Okay, do we have to buzz is my only question.
I think just yell.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It's no wonder why this reclusive American poet lived a life in solitude and as she once watched in horror as her mother ate Santa's ass. Wild nights indeed. And the answer was,
have to go into overdrive.
Back to Kat.
What is due for 100?
Due for 100. A classic diner in Los Angeles where Jeff almost said hello to someone who looked like but wasn't actually Jeff Dunham.
Oh my God, wait, I know it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Amir grew up here his entire life.
Most from Wolf Manor there one time.
I mean, I have three guesses, but I don't know if I can narrow it down to one. A classic diner in L.A.
I mean,
I'll guess Mel's Drive-In.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The category is Duke.
I think I know it, but I can't remember
Duke
the name.
Part. Sorry, I forgot the do part.
Yeah, but you already buzzed out. So, Pat, do you just want to say what he just said?
Oh, I missed it.
What is Dupart? What is Dupart?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
And she had no idea.
I know. That was awesome.
That actually wasn't the one I was thinking of.
In my brain, this was still the Santa Claus category.
I thought it was that one.
I watched that happen to you.
Yeah.
Listen, let's just round up. Let's do a round up here for a second. Kat, you're going home with $700.
That's awesome.
Right? Maybe less, maybe a little bit more, but... Pat, if you guess wrong, you're going to be in debt, so you're like safe for now if you don't answer.
Yeah.
And Amir, the company has to pay me for doing this already, but you might want to slide me a 200 stack.
Two bands,
which is actually two grand. Cat controls the board.
What is Morning Joys for 100?
Morning Joys for 100. Something that might make you smile.
Huh? This is so hard.
Nope, yeah, you don't. Nobody has to.
Might make you smile.
What is a bowl of cereal?
What is
Folgers in your cup?
I was gonna guess.
Were you? I knew we were thinking about that together.
But I can't risk it.
You have too much to lose.
Yes.
The correct answer we were looking for is what is when you wake up and win the lottery?
That's a really good answer.
Make you smile
because that might not be your reaction,
because it ruins people's lives.
Yeah, people die. Mm-hmm. People get hurt, or they just become greedy.
Bag break.
All right, Amir controls the board. Lot to lose, lot to gain here. Come on.
Railroad gauges for 100.
Railroad gauges for 100. The name of the widest standard rail gauge in the world. Again, you do not have to answer, but I would encourage Amir to, just so I can keep making money.
12 inches.
12 inches, the widest.
The correct answer is, what is Brunel?
Did not know that.
Pat controls the board.
Okay, railroad gauges for 200.
Railroad gauges for 200. A system for operating railway wagons on two or more gauges to overcome difference in the track gauge.
This is so specific.
So guess.
A system for operating railway wagons
wagons
on two or more gauges. I can't even wrap my head around this question.
I'm trying to pull knowledge from watching The Gilded Age.
Oh, nice.
But it's not coming.
Carrie's husband.
Do you think Morgan Spector.
Out of time. The correct answer is, what is a bogey exchange?
That's the name of the actor.
What about this? Isn't fun to play. That.
He's so hot.
The silence in between.
There was
questions.
Like a picture of him.
Definitely.
And the final one, the original gauge width of the Arcata and Mad River Railroad. A California nationally registered historic monument.
I have to risk it.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Yep.
4 feet.
That's basically correct.
Oh my God.
What is 1,156 millimeters?
Oh my God.
Good
guys.
Job, Pat.
That's not 4 feet.
That's awesome.
It basically is.
I'm happy.
That was Jeopardy!
How do you feel being Jeff with a G?
What was that?
How do you feel being Jeff with a G?
I like it.
My uncle is that.
So The only annoying thing is when you're like giving information over the phone or at the DMV, sure. It's like, no, it's actually G-E-O. And then you're like, J-E-O? And I'm like, G-E-O.
I used to think as a child, which I would prefer since I had
my
an uncle.
My hair position is G-E-O. Remember that?
That's really good.
Oh, where she said CEO. I love that moment. I love that pop culture moment.
Yeah. That was like radical.
It was punk rock.
Yeah.
You said G-E-O?
No, Lauren Conrad said was on like Howard Stern or something.
Like, what's your favorite sex position?
What's your favorite position? And she said CEO.
Got it. But then G-E-O is
so that was just a play off.
That's a sound.
Means nothing.
Got it.
Oh, okay. No, what I said means nothing. So,
that's another good for the soundboard.
I'm auditioning for the soundboard.
You're auditioning for host of the HeadGum Podcast.
Guys, we did it. We've come to the end of the 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
This was a short and sweet episode. I think it was tight. I think it was just right. And I don't think we should push it any further, mostly because I have nothing else prepared.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you guys have to plug? What do you want to point the people towards? Let's start with Kat.
Well, we'd love for people to listen to our podcast, which will newly be on the HeadGum Network. It's called Seek Treatment.
With Kat and Pat, if you could believe.
It's about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Yeah. Sorry, fucking and sex?
Mm-hmm.
Dating and love.
Yeah.
And boys.
Well, those aren't exclusive.
Yeah.
And sometimes girls.
And then just follow us on, like, Instagram.
Yeah, if you care.
Yeah, you'll find us.
We believe in you.
Yeah.
And if you don't like us, I understand.
Yeah, I don't care.
I care, but I don't understand. But I care, but I also understand.
Yeah.
Amir?
I mean, also seek some miracle, treatment. Yeah, I mean, I want to point everybody towards seek treatment right now. Everybody that's listening has already followed me on Instagram. They get that one.
Mm. Yeah,
this is my third year on the show.
Sure,
totally.
Seek treatment is the exciting new thing.
Yeah,
the new girl in town.
Absolutely,
and our personal Instagrams.
Yeah, and we're kind of like the girl next door of podcasts.
Yeah,
like, I'm still thinking about 1,000 millimeters. I guess that's a meter.
Just
so yeah,
let it go.
That's
a little
feet.
A little,
so
yeah,
actually,
little.
It is so pretty
1,000 meters. Yeah, I guess that
we're
is
actually
like 3 and
really
a half feet.
Trying to do plugs.
sorry.
It's all right.
Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
Any first and last.
I'm kind
name?
Of in a wave.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So first and last name of that person. At Jeffrey James on Instagram. I almost plugged a dating app handle.
Oh, my God. I'm going on a date tonight from Hinge.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have other...
I don't know. He just texted me and said, you should pick him up and we'll decide then.
I don't like that.
That's not a good idea. Well, you know what? It's Monday. You can get in anywhere.
Edgewise.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like...
A new bar called Edgewise.
There's no way.
I don't know that we'll, like, go to dinner. I don't want to get dinner.
Huh. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm open to hooking up. I'm open to, like, I don't drink, but I'm open to, like, getting drinks. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be, like, very casual.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Button Mash?
No.
It's, like, drinks, but also food,
you wouldn't
but
like
also
it.
An arcade.
Don't go. You would not
it's
like
really
it.
Loud there.
It gives you an activity.
Where is it?
Mm. It's in Echo Park.
If you like, feeling overstimulated and, like, watching everybody's libido decrease.
Yeah.
I feel like you work there and you're pressing the buttons.
In a way.
Yeah. He's kind of towards West Hollywood, this person. Okay. Should I not go?
You should go.
I know, but I'm not really in the place.
You should go to Tower Bar.
What's that?
It's like an awesome spot.
I love that.
Yeah.
He's towards West Hollywood, though. Yeah. Is that where that is?
It's in West Hollywood proper.
Okay.
Or? Poppy?
Is that crazy?
Is that fucking insane?
Who says no to
Poppy?
Just
to get a table on a Monday?
What's that?
It's like a legit club.
Jeff's a part owner of this fucking club. In
really?
East
Are you
Hollywood.
Really?
It's like so
Jeff,
minority
tell
owner.
Us about it.
Well, and I'm the only minority owner.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.